shiur last night was the Yidin Nishmas of Rabbi Chaim Moshe, Bein Rabbi Elimelech, and Mas Malka Gittel Bas Rabbi Chaim. Tonight the shiur of the Yidin Nishmas of Yudin Moshe Yosef Ben Rabbi Plainimus, the Yidin Nishmas of Menachem David Bein Rabbi Plainimus, on the Yidin Nisham. In the Indian, the Sugya of Bizi Oichlin, it's unbelievable that Azah is a Heilike Torah. So much, the Reiche Torah. An entire Simin, Kufayin Aleph, all about the Inyanim of Bizi Oichlin. If you think, how are we going to spend an entire Shir about talking about the Inyanim of throwing challah, all the different things of treating Oichel, throwing out food, etc. There's so much. So, you know, something about throwing challah, you know, something about throwing apples. Just alone, in the last 20-something hours that I've been in England, I observed 7 shilas that we're going to talk about. It's only a tipush of a yam of what we're going to talk about. One shila is I was introduced to a concept known as a bread bowl. I don't know if you've seen this misnomer more than me. It's a bowl that they put soup in, and it's carved out in the shape of a piece of bread, and they put inside the soup. This is feistais, fancy people food. I'm not familiar with such things. But that's one shaila. Is there a problem with the bread bowl? No. Then I saw, it's an interesting thing, I decided to take a walk today, and I saw a fellow, and he was eating a sandwich, okay, a little bit of an oichel b'shuk that we spoke about last night, and he was walking with his dog. Okay. He took a bite, and then he gave a bite to the dog. I'm not sure if he's here tonight. Right? I mean the dog. Is that a problem? Again, I'm not sure how much, but he is of the Shaila. Another Shaila. Arts and crafts made from Lakshin. Right? I've heard of Svaras from Lakshin. Arts and crafts. The person has noodles and he made it into a ganzes. Is that a problem? In Indian Bizi Eichland. Juice. Using juice for Mayim Achreinen. Different juices, Coke, soda, all different things that people use for Mayim Achreinen. And people, when it comes to this Shaila, people become, they say things with such conviction. Zichem Mutter, Adorab Zichatchila, or some say Zichem Nish. People, when it comes to certain inyanim, they say things with tremendous conviction and tremendous clarity. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to use soda, Coca-Cola, orange juice? Are you allowed to use Mayim Achreinen? Another Shaila. Okay, this is just all the simple. And I was walking just now into the shul. I saw on the side, I saw a piece of cake. Am I supposed to pick it up? I was going to maybe bring it for that master of that dog we spoke about before. Am I supposed to bring it up? Am I supposed to pick it up? So everybody here knows that Gemara. Ein mavir na leichlin. V'chein v'chein the rabbis. Many Gemaras. And we have lots of little bits of help from Shas and Paiskin. Chutz from Shulchan Aruch to find out. There's a Gemara in Brachas and Daf Nunim and Beis. The Gemara says that there are 4 dvarim that are nemar l'gabei pas. One is you can't put raw meat on pas. One is the Gemara says that you can't take a full cup of wine and pass it over bread. We're afraid that you're going to spill the wine over the bread. The Gemara brings down, you're not allowed to smoke bread. Okay. It's also, everyone knows that Gemara. And then the Gemara brings down, you're not allowed to be soymech. You can't be soymech bread. You can't be soymech food an item, like a table or something on bread. So it seems to be, first of all, some kind of bazunda, bread. That's one place where we find the Indian of bizu yoichlim, of treating oichel respectfully. There's a Masechta Sofim. It starts in Gimel Gedalit. Masechta Sofim brings down a list of different things that a person is not allowed to do when it comes to Eichel. Zarkim, you can't throw food, it seems to say. You're not allowed to sit on fruit. Talks about a whole basket, you're not allowed to sit. That's another Makar. Masechta Sofim says a very cryptic message. Ein Eichlim, Eichlim, Be'eichlim. It's an interesting washing. You're not allowed to eat food with food. Let's see what that means. There's a Gemara that everybody knows. It's a Gemara in Erev, in Samech Dalet, it's a Gemara Bav Metziach, of Gimel, a Mavirin ala Oichlin. Not allowed to seemingly pass by Oichlin. Does it mean to tread on the Oichlin? Does it mean to pass by? But that's also what the Gemara, a Gemara that everyone knows. A Gemara in Tainis Chafam and Beis, famous Gemara. A Gemara said that a person is not allowed to give Michael Odom to a Beimo. Rashi explains what's the Pshat. Because you're Boyit, Kivyachal, a person is Boyit, he's Boyit, B'toyit, Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, B'Shefer gives him Oichel, B'Seyach, Asetecha, and he's Boyit. You know, Rabbi Ruchan, Zichron Levracha, used to say that our entire Torah is covered. It's important to hear these things in our day. Our entire Torah is covered. Covered HaBriyas, covered HaShem, covered Beis HaMedrash, Kibbut Rabboi, Kibbut Talmud Chachem, Kibbut Av, Kibbut Ein. That's our entire Torah. Covered Briyas, covered Mizbeach. Rashi, at the end of Yisrael, tells us about a person who has to walk a certain oifen, Bechtei Natzav Hashem, the Mizbeach, covered of an inanimate object, of a Mizbeach, covered of Mizbeach. Covered Oichel, Now we have a new one. Shalayira pas poishasa. He had Raman Sanhedrin. He says, halavai. Halavai, a person's going to realize I have to be so makbid on medaktik, on the covet of a shtikl broi, a shtikl cake. I have to make sure he's going to be very sad. He's going to be offended if I drink the grape juice before him, so I have to cover him up in order that he shouldn't have his busha. Maybe, says the Adrama, a person will seem late. He'll say, if I can't fashem the broi, if I can't fashem the bread, in the stomach I have to treat an andra, covet abrius, I have to treat him properly. But that's our entire Torah. Covet oichla, we treat food. And when we treat food properly, we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we accept his praise, his ashpa, we want more, we thank the Eishter. It's the basic, most human nature, covet brias, covet talmud chacham, covet everything. That's part of our Torah. Rabbi Yonah writes, married the Galoshin, and Reish Lamed Shar, in the Shar Tshuva at the end, in the Chelek Gimel, is really halacha sefer. Rabbi Yonah was a Rishon, and his psakim over there are basic halacha. Rabbi Yonah writes over there that it's aser not to talk negatively about food. You have to teach it to children. I hate that food. I don't want to say some of the words that they say, that the food is this, is that. I don't eat that food. I'm not zoichet avanah from that food. Other people are. Yeah, it's a vada not to be boyit in the toibus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Can't explain these things to a goy rabbisa. But when they talk to us, and I'm a nivcher, a person that realizes that the Ibn Hashem was playing Seyach, as Birachol Chai Watson, you tell him, explain to a child that we say, we thank the Ibn Hashem for giving this Ashba. I like different things. But COVID. There's a Lashin in the Berhetiv in Biddle Comments, in Meredith Lashin, in Simon Tov Lamedali. He writes over there that why do we say Kol Chamir, the Chamir, why do we say it in the Lashin of Aramaic? And we know there's a lot of people that the Minigas, they say Dafk in English. Because they don't know what they're saying. So that's a big problem if you don't know what you're saying. So then the Chametz Mishnah Mibadli, you have to understand what you're saying. But the Berhetiv says this Dafk in Indian to say it in Aramaic. He explains what's the Indian. Because you're talking against food. Rabbi Isai, food on Erev Pesach, which is about to become Asa Banah, which is about to become Chametz, which is Chametz of Yitzhahara, and Erev. So, but you're saying, this Chametz, this food, bottled, mevutled, effer, ke'ara. So the Bayreitim says, you can't talk like that. You can't eat Zogma Zaza. How can he speak like that? He's talking about food. The Rabbi Shalom gave him, looks like he's Bayit, but Toybet Shalom Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rabbi Shalom gave him food and he's Bayit. So we're afraid of the Mekatrigim, Zogta Behetiv, and Mshag, and Shulchan Aruch. So we're afraid of the Mekatrigim. So we say, Kol Chamir v'chamir, and they don't understand the Aramaic, L'shoi Mr. Malachim, and they're not going to be a Kitrig, and Chule. You see, this is how you do. This is our Kolotar Kula rides on this, Rabbi. He said, COVID. And this is the Maisa, very, 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 very wichtig. The Sugi over here, Bizi Oichlem, Salochas, and Avada, has Pashit. That when Chazal talk about these inyanim, there's certain types of chalila la'alei, the klalas that we see, the person's not makbid, whether it's in the Tzil Sidayim, whether it's in Pirurin, whether it's walking on crumbs, and chalila, what they say is anias and what avada the mefarshim say for keret. If I come with that, he taka is mechabed the bread properly, he's mechabed the oichel properly, so then he shows the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I accept your toivas, I relate to the one who's sending the toivas, and please send more, and then the Baruch Hashem sends more, so that it's a school of rashiyas. School of Rashiyas, now everyone's going to listen. Let's go, Keseder. The first thing we'll start with is about five or six different topics, if you're hearing. There's about five different topics, so we'll be able to try to go Bikaron. The first topic is the Indian of Bizei Oichel. Now the first Shaila is just to push to the side a certain Shaila that right away when you learn the Sugya, right away you have the Shaila always, that why is there an Indian of Bizei Oichel and typically Bal Tashchis? What do you mean? Rather I can't just waste food. Take away the Bal Tashchis. Now, Bal Tashchis is the Raisa, Rabbi said. And Bizei Oichlin is only a Takanot Rabbanan Pashchis. It comes from Gemaras, it comes from Tanoim. So, if we know there's already an Indian of Bal Tashchis, so then what's the addition of the Sugya of Bizei Oichlin? Obviously, there has to be more. So, just to make a long story, and again, Bal Tashchis, the Raisa, even according to the Rambam Pashchis, the afraid of learn, the Rambam holds maybe just don't get Malkis for Bal Tashchis if a person wastes food or wastes an item. But Zichar Nisid the Raisa, Pashchis is Nisid the Raisa, Bal Tashchis, I want to ask for the Yashid. If you take a match, and just strike a match, just for fun. I mean, you have to be careful with that guy, he gets me nervous, but he strikes a match just for fun, wastes a match. So a match is not a Shavakruta. So that's what the Yashiv is, the Oivar and Bal Tashchis. So the Yashiv said, Bal Tashchis is not totally in Shavakruta. It's not totally in Shavakruta. A match is a dover that people look at as a waste. You wasted a match. Right? So, and that's already, this is the rice of Bal Tashchis. So what's the addition of Bizei Oichel? That's how we'll start the Shaila. And the M is, our roots in the Garon, I just want to get to one Nakuda, is just to show you where Chazal had emerged in the Kveda when it comes to Bizei Oichel. That when it comes to Bal Tashchis, It could be that if a person has a tzarech, like for example, the Mishabur brings down the chayodam, the person is taking off tzitzis, he's putting on a new beggar of tzitzis, and he's going to, the Mishabur says, why should you go and rip off the tzitzis and cut off the tzitzis, go and unravel it so that somebody else can use the tzitzis, etc. But the Mishabur brings in the chayodam, but let's say it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of energy and whatnot, and nobody's going to use it. So then it's better to just, you're allowed to just cut it off, because Balpash is in time. Time is also precious. Time isn't money, time is life. Time is life itself. So that's also a good piece about tashlis. You see, when it comes to the Indian about tashlis, if there's a certain sirif which offsets that, there could definitely be many a terah. But tashlis means total waste. Bizi oichlim is going to be a much, much higher kbeda. Even in situations where we would have said that's not about tashlis, it's not about tashlis, but when it comes to food, you have to have even more of a kbeda. As we go through the Shia, we'll see that. But it's going to have even more of a kbeda and more of a akbada klape, the treating of the food properly, even in the cases of tzayrich that might be considered tzayrich in the realm of baltashit, but by bizi oichlim they might not be considered a tzayrich. The mashal, so that's bashit. This is gemara first and Shabbos that we're blessing the basic. Gemara talks about what halacha and shechinah and some chinchav ches legabe refuah, different foods that we find in Chazal that they used as refuah. They would take yayin and they would share the yayin for kilayin, some type of eye treatment. The first gemara is. So right away, the Magen Avraham says, hey, what's going on here? What about bizi oichlim? You're using food not for its intended purpose. That seems to be a bizi oichlim. So the first klal that the place can lay down is for refuah. Refuah, that's ready. Kamir, the idea is, again, in Bal Tashlis, there's no shayla. Of course, that's not Bal Tashlis. It's using it. It's a use. But the shayla they had, because we're in bizi oichlim. Bizi oichlim has different rules. The food has to be used for its intended purpose. So the first teretz they get, refuah is different. So we're getting a little bit of a limit over here. Bizei Eichlim is only a comment. You say that it's miyuchin for Eichel, but refuah is such a chashuv tzayrich, so nobody's going to look at the food as being wasted, as being mispazif akeret. That's a meritic purpose for the food. And that's the mindset. It's a very, very, very negaya. This has become much more negaya in the last 10 years. It's a lot of these homeopathic medicines, which are used, again, I'm not getting involved, that's a shir unto its own. Hopefully, the Hashem will do it one day. But in general, when you come to at least that shayla, Bizei Eichlim, all the foods that are being used, whether it's the wheats and the germs and the this and all the different things that they're using inside of these medicines, a lot of them, the child you have to ask is bizi oichlim, you're wasting the food, it's not its intended purpose. There it says, refuah is different. That's our first method. Now there's a machlekes between the Mishnah Berurah and Magen Avraham, which is the biggest machlekes in this Indian of bizi oichlim. What's the machlekes? Mishnah Berurah and Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, he goes on this shayla of refuah, and he says that he brings down, there are certain gemaras that we find that they say mezalfin yayin, they spritz wine for a good smell, they would suck the floor, they would suck different parts of their body. It seems to be that they were simply using foods for other purpose than food purposes. So the Magen Avraham asks the kasha, what happened to bizi oichlim? Again, in the world of Maldashkis, the shayla doesn't stop. So the Magen Avraham, heter is called tzarech adam. Tzarech adam is mutter. So the Magen Avraham, anytime you need something, it's a tzarech adam, it's not a bizi oichlim. The Magen Avraham says, what do you mean? Anytime any person wants to use something, it becomes mutter, it's not bizi oichlim. So he says it depends. If you have nearby you or something else that can be used for that purpose, so then you have to prefer that to the food. But if you have nothing except for that food, let's say by mezalfin yayin, if you have in front of you an air freshener, so use the air freshener. But if you don't have an air freshener, tzarech adam is matter the isser of bizi oichlim. As I say, that's the Magen Avraham. It's a merit of gazette. This is where you see who the Mishnah Berurah was, the kreyach of the Mishnah Berurah. Until the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, until about 110 years ago, every Paisik brings this Magen Avraham, no one argues. Raz, Achashulten, Chayotam, Kitzer, no one argues. No one asks a kash in the Magen Avraham. Comes again the Be'al Lachem, then Groysa Koyach, he asks on the Magen Avraham, he doesn't understand. See, Atu Beshuftin Yaskinam, we're dealing with Meshuggah people. Listen to his kash, Meredith, the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah asks, he doesn't understand. He's telling me that when is the Isser Bizi Oichlim said? It's said in a case, if he has water in front of him, let's say we'll see in a moment by Mayim Achreim, that'll be an example, but he has in front of him, let's say the air freshener. He has in front of him air freshener, and he has in front of him wine. So now, Zavdim Magen Avraham, if you choose the wine over the air freshener, you're over on Bizi Oichlim. Masha Engin, if all you have in front of you is the wine, Zavdim Magen Avraham, then you're allowed to use the wine. Check the Mishnah Berurah. V'atu b'shuftin yaskinan. We're dealing with Mishkoyim. The guy has in front of him an air freshener and wine, and you have to tell him you're not allowed to use the wine. You must use the air freshener. The Torah is talking. The Chazal were talking to a Mishkoyim. Loshen Mishnah Berurah. V'atu b'shuftin yaskinan. We're talking to Mishkoyim. Because of this kasha, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even bring the Magen Avraham inside the Sefer Mishnah Berurah. If I said, to my knowledge, in the 697 simanim of Mishnah Berurah, I've never seen anything like this. that he friends up the Magen Avraham, doesn't even mention him in the Sefer Mishneh Berurah. A kasha that no achrim ever asked before him, and it's such a good kasha. I'll let you think about it at your Shulchan Adayim of Mizbeach tonight, when you eat with your wife, talk about the Shaila. There has to be a teretz to it, because he just fragged up the Magen Avraham, but so strongly fragged up the Magen Avraham, he doesn't even bring him in Sefer Mishneh Berurah. Pelagadayim. But Manasseh, that's the Mishneh Berurah, and now you have, well, I'll call it a machlekes though. We'll see, a lot of our Shaila is going to ride on this. Shitas Mishneh Berurah, as he says, Sadayi Bezayi, that's not pshat. It's chalik. He says, in order for something to be mutter in Mehilchas Bizi Yoichen, it has to be number one, Tzorech Adam, has to be something needed, and number two, Derech HaOyla. It's a normal usage. And with that, he answers up all the Shailas in the Sugya. He says, if you want to know Mezalf and Yayik, why they spritz wine, he says, because that was a normal usage. You can't say to Bizi Yoichen, wine is aimed for that because it became Derech HaOyla. I don't know, maybe the first guy who did it, he's in big trouble. The second guy did it. But now it became the Derech HaOyla. Once something is number one, Derech HaOyla, and number two, Tzorech Adam, so then it's more. The Mishnah Magen Avraham is not like that. Magen Avraham is much more Megal. Shitas Magen Avraham is a Kama. Not the Tzorech Adam, it's Mutter. Again, Bikaron, I'm going to go with the Mishneh Berurah, because that's the Mishneh Berurah, the basic Achron, but Avada, you can mitzaref the Magen Avraham. With this, we'll start. There's many, many Shailas over here that the place can talk about. The Mashal. The Mashal. Bench. We'll go to that Shaila first. The Gabimai Machrik. So this, again, people say this with such conviction. Could you use May pears? Could you use soda and juice and Coke and all these things, orange juice and water, for Mayim Achrim? Now tell me where it's Nekeya. And Normala Matzah, who's using Coca-Cola for Mayim, I mean, the billboard says if you open Coke, you open happiness. We spoke about that last night. If you really are opening up happiness or something else. But Al Kapanen, it doesn't say anywhere that you could use it. Even the billboard doesn't say you could use it for Mayim Achrim. And I promise you, if they would know about this, it would be on the next billboard. Does it? No. So what's the job? It's not such a normal case. I'll tell you what's Negea. Very Negea. Sometimes you had a Shever about this, you had a Simcha, you're talking with somebody next to you. All of a sudden, you know, the Klapsuchen, they're starting up they're already halfway through the Shev Alas, and they're about to start the Mizumin, and you want to wash. You're going to get up, you look at him, you look at her, you're thinking to yourself, my Bachreinim Chayba, what do you do? So, the most simple, easy thing would be is if you just take something of juice just to be here and say Zayin, are you allowed to do it? So the emesis, go like this. According to the Magen Avraham, so look, if I have water in front of me and I have juice in front of me, so then even the Magen Avraham is going to say, you can't just take juice and use the juice. It's got to be a tzarech adam. That's a normal tzarech. If you have in front of you water, use the water. Okay. But according to the Mishneh Berurah, according to the Magen Avraham, let's say I don't have water in front of me. And let's say it's, you know, we'll establish that that's enough of a tzarech, that the guy's going to miss the mezumin, and he's going to have to get up, and he's going to have to bother everybody to get out, and bother everybody to get in. What? So let's say, according to the Magen Avraham, we'll establish that's enough of a tzarech. So say, according to the Magen Avraham, if you don't have water on the table, you'd be allowed to use the Coca-Cola, the orange juice, or whatever, for my machayim. And be'emes, this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Pei Aleph brings down the first, that you're allowed to use Shar Mashkim for my machayim. And on the page, the Prima Gadim says, whether you're allowed to use Shar Mashkim for my machayim, assuming you don't have water. Very good. Go to the Magabam Gedaldik. If you have water, you have to use water, obviously. If you don't have water, so you're allowed to use my machayim. You're allowed to use Coca-Cola achayim. Okay, you're allowed to use Pepsi achayim. I don't work for either of them, don't worry. But you're allowed to use Pepsi achayim. Good. About Kapanim, but the Fila Sefer Mishneh Berurah, and the problem is the Sefer Mishneh Berurah brings this halacha also. The Fila Mishneh Berurah, is it normal? That I think we'll all agree. Is it normal to use Pepsi for Mayim Achrayim? It's Mayim as Nisht. I think that in all the places I give the Shirin, and there are a lot of the examples I'm going to talk about tonight, I get one guy always getting up saying, no, over here it's normal. Now, when they agree with him, he's okay. When they don't agree with him, he gets taken out. When it comes to Pepsi, so far I've given the shiur everywhere in the world, and I never had anybody that said to me, no, Pepsi, I've never used Pepsi all the time. My machrein is very normal. I never had that, and I never will, because it's not normal. So the Fila Sefer Mishneh Berurah, Ishkan Pele. There's a Pele Gedoyle over here. And Mishneh Berurah says that they're allowed to use Pepsi for my machrein, and he himself says when there's no other water, so then you're allowed to use Pepsi. Yet he himself writes that the only way it's not called Bizi Oichlin is if, and you're doing something which is the Derech HaOilam, that's not the Derech HaOilam, that's Arachian. So it's Meredith. When people talk about this child, they talk with such conviction. Mamish, they go to a simple, are you allowed to use juice for my machine? So the guys that they know the Shulchan Aruch can cook pay out, they say, yes, of course, father, it's Mefurish Shulchan Aruch. Right? And then the other ones say, no, Sicher Nisht. Sicher Nisht. I guess what happened was those guys got the same in Kufayim. The other guys, they got the Kuf pay out. I don't know what happened in between over there. So who's right? Who's right? It's a big kasha this. So them is, I asked this Shaila to Vilyashiv Zechat Tzadik Levrocha. I asked him, it's often a steer in Mishneh Berurah. So I'm just doing. So Rabbi Yashiv said a teretz, which is not just a teretz on the shayla. It's a yisoid in Hilchos Bizayifin. Rabbi Yashiv said that if you're talking about juice, which is oymit to be thrown in the garbage anyways, so then there's no issur Bizayifin. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is you have on the table, you have a half drunk cup of Pepsi left. Now that is going straight in the garbage. It's not going anywhere except for the garbage. So b'kahai govno, there's no issur anymore of Bizayifin. Now, this is a meridic chiddush and busy item, boys. I want you to know, when you hear it at first, you think, yeah, it's not going to stop or does. So you should know, I didn't find any sefer that says it. And that's, I looked very hard. That's the koyach of Rabbi Yashiv.
It's
nista.
For us? It's nista for Pesach.
Yeah, oh, this is the seven kashas I have. The sixth is Pesach. You picked out the first five. Huh? You want to go in order? We'll go to my kashas maybe in a moment, but he's like, there's a kashas for Pesach. And I'm saying, if you're going back, it's Pesach, it's Erech Yontif. There are many kashas on this, but thus is Rabbi Yashiv, Melech Shalpol Beis Yisrael. What's the nafkamina? So Rabbi Yashiv is saying like this: Avad, if you want to know, could you go and use Pepsi for Mayim Machrayim? Could you take from the bottle Avadanish? And you see it. You see it. Those people say you could use for Mayim Machrayim, you could use Pepsi. The guy takes it out of the bottle and he pours it on his hands. That does nish. That you're not allowed to do. Because that is busy, or you can light the sheet, this Mishnah Brew. That's the short problem. And even according to the Mogan problem, if there's water, you're also not allowed to do it. Okay. But according to the Mishnah Brew, if you don't have water and you have leftover juice, you have some Pepsi inside the cup, and anyways, it's going to go in the garbage, there's no issur busy item. As I come dice, a lochal maisa. That's not a lochal maisa, but a person can do it. Okay. Now, okay. Oh, so that I saw one sefer. He brings down, he doesn't want to say al tzarech mitzvah, he wants to say tzarech of my machreinim, which is a sakana, sakana de kazach, which can zayin, all these tutsim can zayin. I saw another sefer he wants to say, maybe the pshat hazeh, if the person already ate, he shouldn't have eaten, that's how they learn, if he shouldn't have eaten, if he knew he wasn't going to have mayim. But now that he ate already, so what? He shouldn't do the mitzvah. What? He shouldn't have chveis. He should have the malach stoimitz on his hands, which is a sakana. We can't let that. But Masha'inkin, if you want to know the chachilu should eat, if he knows he's only going to have soda, and that's the only way he's going to be able to wash my mechayim, so then maybe we're not going to let him eat. I saw different truths. The maisa, the yashiv, I heard it from his mouth, so maybe it's hard for me to say anything else. Once I heard it, these years already in Shangahed. And that's how he went. A lot of Maisa comes out of tremendous nafkamina. I'll tell you a very interesting thing. I saw one sefer.
When it comes to Pasha mikvah,
yeah.
A lot of places where you have Pasha,
my
tailors,
yeah.
Change the color, it shouldn't be a problem, but even my tailors is used.
You see, it's used, Pasha
mikvah. But that's the school of Yashin's tailors.
It's Haifi, we're going to have to come on anyways for the Teretz of Sefer Mitzvah. What? No, but according to Mishnah Brurah, there is no heter. That's the time. It's not a raya who can sign the ganze belt as philosophy of the Mogen Avraham. So this can raya, it's a bore that can raya, can sign a boom. You have to know what the Mishnah Brurah say that child. Or maybe what they're using for the mikvah is they go out at the end of a simcha and they find all the cups. Why are you guys laughing? They take all the cups and the mantle is a day. You know, nice. Now, but I saw something very interesting. I just want to, you have to be mindful of me. I have a note from this because I'm an American and I know I'm also now an Israeli and I'm part English. So I have all of these chesroim, smilas, whatever you want to call them. But I saw one sefer he brings down about seltzer. The island here know what seltzer is. You guys call it soda water, Abayisai. Ich rufen das seltzer. Now in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, I don't know, but in Hebrew it's called soda, mei soda also. Mei soda. Okay, mei soda is soda water. Is seltzer. Okay, is seltzer. What's up, Kamina? I'm giving you this akdama for a reason, Rabbi Yisrael. Because I saw the sefer today. They bring down from Reish Rosh Yeshiva, Rechai Ben Chesheinberg, Zayt Tzadik Levrocha, that he held that you can't use, that was the lotion over there, soda, as it says over there, you shouldn't use soda for Mayim Achrayim B'chatzchila, like all this rain that we're talking about. But he included in this soda. So I saw a certain liquid sefer that brings down that therefore you see, you know, he quotes this and he says, so l'chatchili should only use water and you can't use seltzer. You can't use seltzer. Now this is a very big nafkamina because even if, you know, you want to say I'll be machmir and I'll go to the sink and I'll wash my machreinim and this and that, but when you have seltzer on the table and you're going to have to get up and you're going to have to walk all the way out and call all the way back in and so zichri, you want a philosophy on seltzer. So I would have thought zichri could be something on seltzer. What's seltzer? It's just water with a lot of bubbles in it. So they put it in a fancy bottle, they sell it to you, people buy it. Good. Right? But what is it? It's water. I wouldn't have had it. It's not in the world, you can't be Isaac. But they bring down from the great Rosh Hashiva, or Chaim Ben Roshayim, and he offered Kappas Ragov. I have no way to argue on such a thing. And he says, not like that. The only thing is you have to know a secret. Steinberg was an American. Steinberg was an American, and when he said the word soda in American, not English, in Muslim, but the word soda in American means Pepsi. It means Coke, it means some orange dreadful stuff, it means some type of thing that is probably very, very not healthy. That's what it means in America. Right? If Rav Steinberg wanted to say seltzer, it was talking seltzer. So I wonder out loud, right, and I hope I'm not in trouble, but I wonder out loud if Rav Steinberg would have been makel also on seltzer, for my machorim, even as a lechatchila. Again, you can think about it, I don't see why it should be a problem.
What about still water?
What?
Still water in the bottle.
Yeah, I mean, you can't use the water in the bottle, I don't see any difference between that and those, but I saw, today I was at a certain base of Medrash, I saw 16 svarim that quote this. 16 different svarim, but it's not a kasha, because each one is quoting the one before. And it all goes back to the great Rosh Hashiva of Steinberg, and I think, you know, maybe this will be my small mocking in Torah. I was Miyashiv, the tzaddik, the mikar. I don't think that he meant it, and I decide you could use seltzer, the daiti, for my machrein. And I'm just going to give you a few cases that I gathered from around the world. Everybody here is going to have to be very honest if this works by you guys or not. Because I need the mishabura, I need serch, adam, and I need derech ha'ilu. Okay, so one case is rice in the salt shaker. I think that's derech ha'olam, and it's also tzarech adam. Rice in the salt shaker, the olam doesn't do it here. It keeps it dry, so that there's no moisture. If the olam does, they do it. What's the answer? They do it. Okay, that's like yes, and that's like no. It's like this. For you guys, it's mother. It's a derech ha'olam. But come on, that's an example. If you the mishabur, even the mishabur be masking. I said, you'll get some ideas in olam hazeh tonight. You'll have some, but not just toyer. I give you also lemon on stains. Lemon on stains. So all the svarim bring down lemon on stains works. So you take a lemon and you rub it on stains, it works. So I tell you a secret. I tried it. I still can't get out the lemon stain. Terrible. But it's a pella because every sefer brings it because this is what they were doing 40, 50, 60 years ago. Everywhere I go in the world, there's always one person who says, "Yeah, no, Vada, Vada, lemon on stains." Vada, everyone does that, right? And there's a bunch of people sitting next to him and they're nervous. I don't want to be the only one that doesn't put lemon on my stains. I don't think it's common anymore. I think because of the advent of detergents and b'chuleh, I don't think it's such a normal thing. I feel bad. I made the one guy who does it feel uncomfortable tonight. But if that would be the case, if the Mogen Avraham would be mutter, if the Mishabura, it's going to be yasser. If it be zayichul. Another case is if your cell phone, this is a high gishai, a cell phone that falls in the vasser. Right? Or in the seltzer, or in the soda. I'll shoot this. But it falls inside. So the minig is you put it inside rice. I don't know if you know this minig, but you put it inside rice. Again, the first guy who ever did it, right? Okay? Hopefully it was a guy. If not, he's in big trouble. The second guy who did it, the third. But now I think that's derech ha'olam. I think it's already a tzarech adam. It's derech ha'olam. And then beside that, we're talking about the salt on the floor. So it's like this. If you live in a place where it snows all the time, so then you have the industrial salt, you have the chashma salt, you know, the ice, you need the salt to block the floor, that it shouldn't be dangerous, like the Gemara says on the Kevish, where they were putting salt. But if you live in a place where it doesn't snow often, so when that snowstorm hits, so then you get hit with the shock. You know, there's the snow, there's the ice, what do you do? Are you allowed to use the salt? So this is, again, this is tzarech adam, number one. I don't think you use the table salt, device. You use the more kashrim salt people use. But akapanim, it's tzarech adam, and it's derech ha'olam, it's a normal zach, and I decide it would be mutter. The pictures with lakshin. Pictures, they make these pictures. Do they do that in England, Rabbi Zach? They do that over here?
Salt is not oil.
Sorry?
Salt is not oil.
It's not oil. It's not oil, because I'll ask what the Gemara Erevin says, that's ma'aseh sheni. But you see that the Gemara even asked chitin. Even chitin, which is not roi lachilo. What? They all discuss this shayla, but what about this lokshin? They make these pictures. I saw in the Sefer Pisgei Tshuva, the Likud Sefer brings all these different shaylas. So he brings down like this. He brings down lokshin to make pictures from lokshin according to the Mishabura Zasar. Says that that's it's maybe a tzarech, children. He says that, and he says it's not the derech ha'olam to make these pictures. Okay, I tell you like this. Number one, if your child comes home from Gan with the picture made of lokshin, Yeah, I don't know if you have to write back a letter, I'm taking my child out of Gan tomorrow. Simply because she's going to write back a letter. You can't be the Mogen Avraham, the kids of Shulchan Aruch, the Chayyad, the Muzmik, the Mashiach, the Graz, the Baal Tanya. So that, I don't know if it's good idea to get number one into that fight. That's number one. Number two, well, let's say your wife is the Ganenet. Ganenet, they have, that's what's called over here. The kindergarten teacher. Right? Your wife is the Ganenet. So now, and she comes to you and she says, can I make pictures with Lakshin? So let's go to it. Number one, you have the teretz that you're saying, which the shittim is mashma, something that's not roi lachila. It's not so simple as the yisav izi. I tell you, Rabbi, this is not so simple. Don't think it's push it that way. It's a shayla. Something that's not roi lachila. Raw food. Raw, because or even more so, yeah, at that point, it's like half raw, I think, the lakshin. But it's like half edible, but it's not edible. So there's no tzad in the chreinim, but that's one that maybe there's no bizi oichlin. Machusa tikkin, the Mepharshim explained. We call it machusa tikkin. Number two, you have to mogen Avraham, and it's Erech Olam. Number three, I think it's becoming Derech Olam. How do I know it's becoming Derech Olam? Because every Erev Pesach, I get shaylas, they want to know, they have this picture of the macaroni, and the picture of the dos, and a boat, and if the child sees them throwing it out, you just throw out this Gatzah for Megan. You're going to throw out his boat, his dos, he's going to be so, it's going to be terrible. So everyone's asking me the shayla on Erev Pesach. So why do those people do it? So I don't know, I think there's a market to be makel on it. You don't have to make a machal. They talk about this potatoes case. I don't know what they did. They take raw potatoes, they carve things out of it, and they put candles, and they do all that thing. I don't think it's derech. I don't think it's derech, boss.
They used to do it for Chavim.
That's what they do? They used to do it?
No, before the war, used to do it for
before the war? Anything that went on before the war is Nishno Derech Ha'ilam Ha'itim.
No. Second day Yontu.
Boss? Just be careful. Everyone in this room is looking at you now. I don't know. I don't know if it's Derech Ha'ilam anymore. I saw one sefer, he brings down, this is Derech Ha'ilam, the Sikha. I don't know where he's hanging out. I don't think it's Derech Ha'ilam. If he's a Mogen Avraham, if it's a Tzairah, then it'll be a Tzairah. If he has other things, even according to the Mogen Avraham, it's going to be Aser. I don't know. The Shiva Mimim, the Shteitzach, to hang up in the Sukkah, this is the Derech Ha'ilam, this is the Tzairah Adam. I saw a Meredith Gazah, they bring from Rav Shalom Belzer, that somebody on Yom Kippur once put cloves inside the lemon. The lemon, you know, they always have the summon, but again, it's interesting. Shalom Belzer is very upset about this, that's what they bring down. He's very upset, he says, it's a Chabizu. You're taking a lemon and you're using it as a topic holder, you know? Yeah. Boss?
Esrik.
The lemon's the Esrik. A lemon? A lemon.
Are you hit afterwards?
It's a little bit used. It's a little bit. He times. So Ashton's asked the Mogen Avraham.
It's a mitzvah.
The Shaila be a bit such a heter, but I don't know. I know like this. I know an Esrik Zichr is going to be mutter. Because this is Zichr, ain't of the Shemushim of an Esrik, everyone's going to agree, is the smell. So that's Zichr I could be makel on. There's no Shaila. His title, it's a certain sefer that brings out you should bevatel the whole minig. But the way it's written in that sefer, I think, is a mistake. You should write that the minig of lemon, that the story was with the lemon. Because the lemon, that's not the normal derech to use a lemon for that. That's like taking everyone understands if you take an apple and you put cloves into an apple, that's a bizayin oichel. Right? Why wouldn't that be a bizayin oichel? A lemon, if it's a minig oilam, no, so then ashtaka, maybe the Mogen Avraham, but about kapanim, the feed the mishnah brewer at least, zichr esrik is on both. Does zichr. Now, I might say, I deal with Americans, so you have to understand the next two shilas. The everything we said today, I think the next two shilas are very simple. They have carnivals. Again, I don't think this is Magay in this part of the globe, but they have these carnivals, and they have a bunch of apples inside a bucket. And you have to go in there, and you have to, it's hard to explain this, but you take your, maybe I'll show you visually after, but you go down, and you know how to do it, maybe you can explain it. You go down, you take your head, and you try to take an apple with your teeth, and take it out. It's called bopping apples. I'm not familiar with these things. I would think, we'll see what we said today, I think according to everybody it would be awesome, right? And then they have another minute that they take a cake and they throw it in your face on your birthday. This is American, everybody said, okay, that. Right? I think with everyone we said today that the summer would be a piece of oil, and the Australian and a lot of other Algarians, but Akapanem, that'll end the first chalik of the. You can make designs from Bizi Odom. You know, he didn't make the Kabbalah Chaymer. From Bizi Odom to Bizi Odom. Now, the Maisa, to make designs from peels, I got a Ganenet, they called me about peels. You're allowed to make designs from peels, that's it. But it's very important to tell people that when they're making designs with peels and whatnot, they have to be careful with the shells. People make with eggshells also, and if you were children in gardens, in kindergartens and whatnot, and if you step on an eggshell, the Gemara Pesachim says, Shekelech Sakon. So when you're doing things with children, and children get up, you know how things are, you have eggshells, and the kid is walking, and he walks on eggshells, doesn't shine a Gemara. Excuse me. It's a Gemara, and it's very dangerous. That's the type. Now, Abdallah, everyone knows the Minhag HaOlam is... Now, what is the Minhag HaOlam? So I'll tell you what it says in the Ramah. In the Ramah it says that you take wine, called bayis, like the Gemara in Erevin says in Sanhei, called bayis, not nishpach, the yayim is like yimayim, if it spills wine, like water, so that house will have bracha and mashidis and those. So, what do? You spill the wine on the arts. Right? On the arts. On the floor. On the floor? Oh, that's on the floor? On the floor? Oh, that's on the floor. But in the Paiskim state, the floor. Okay, so I tried to help out the oilam. The oilam doesn't do on the floor. Kentos can't skit. They don't do it on the floor. I once tried and whatever, I had to find a place to sleep that night. But the oilam doesn't do on the floor. Shai. But so I found in the Minchas Shabbos, he brings down, no, because I'll pick up Allah. It's a shreklich and dangerous that wine should spill on the floor. So he says, oh, but Zai, you should spill it on the table. On the table. Okay, the oilam does it on the table. On the dish, on the table. On the dish, on the table?
Yeah. Oh,
if I on the table, on the
some
dish,
do.
On the plate.
On the plate.
Okay, we're getting there. So that Shabbos, I did on the table. I had to find a place to sleep by the Shabbos again. The table's like, not the Minhag HaOlam. Fine. So what's the Minhag HaOlam? The Minhag's on the plate. The Minhag's on the plate? Okay. The Minhag Bayis is that we're showing the bountiful, the Baruch Shalom, we have wine, we have this, we have Shefa, we want more Shefa, and it's a Simen Toiv, it's a Kitta Simen. Frek the Be'er Sheva, not Frek the Be'er Sheva, Zok the Be'er Sheva. And Be'er Sheva in Mogen Avram Benkos and Simen Reish Sadi Bav, we have to mevatel this Minhag. We have to mevatel this Minhag, Bizei Oichlin. So you want your Simen Toiv, so for your Simen Toiv, then we have to go and have this poor wine be Fashemt and this Vazet, Nishli. The Taz is so angry at this Minhag, he says, it can't be a Zabinig with Bizei Oichlin. You take the Simen Zabinig. It can't be a Zabinig with Bizei Oichlin because you need a Simen. So the Taz, and it's not even Pshat in the Gemara. So the Taz is Pshat in the Gemara, is Geboit on the Gemara in Soita. The Gemara in Soita state, a house, attack of this Kas and this Roikas and this anger, and then in that house is found Anirs. Right? So in the Taz, it means like this. When something accidentally spilled, maybe this is okay, go and spill the wine, but that's going to be Shabbos, boss. That's not what you're supposed to do, it's busy Oichlin. But if somebody accidentally spilled wine, and in that house, they don't get upset, they don't start screaming, you know, you have to be more careful, and you're clumsy, and you're all, I don't want to tell you all the good lines, but you know, all of this, you this, you that. So a person that the wine spills, he says, no, big deal, spill milk, spill wine, spill blood. So if it spills in such a house, there's no right, isn't that house will have bracha. Right, so I have the Zai, that was my battle, the Minhag. But we know the Minhag is here. So the Magen Avraham. He says, an interesting Magen Avraham. He says that don't do too much. Don't do too much. He says, first of all, we have a simen, so it's a tzarif adam, so it's not a bezer. He says, and also, you do a little bit. It's interesting thing. Now, it doesn't mean that when you do a little bit, there's no Mr. Bezer Eichel on a little bit of a waste of food. It doesn't mean that. The Maharal Diskin explains. He means, since Etzim, we have a simen that we're doing it for a simen toif. We're going with the pshat that Etzim shows a simen toif that the Baruch Shalom gives us Dalti and Shefa and Dalti. Plus, you're not doing that much. So then it'll be a hetter. It'll be a hetter. That's the meaning. Der Welt ist nicht in unserer Welt. In der Welt, ich habe gesehen, heint, etwas hat er gesagt, in der Beginn of the Shia, einer von sie had a bite to eat, then he gave to the dog, then he took a bite, then he gave to the dog. Das ist eine andere Welt. In der Welt, in der Zoo, let them bleib outside in the castle. Nicht in dieser Welt. In der Welt, die Eichel, der Schock, in der Welt, das ist das Ach. Now, by the way, just one more thing interesting. I saw today an interesting timer from the Shmir Shabbos Kilkasa. It's going just on the timer. He says, if you make Abdullah on Chama Medina, he said, in stomach, there's no Indian to be nishpach, because the whole Indian is yayim. The ganze Indian is yayim. What's the minhag? I come from Eretz Yisrael, we don't make over there Abdullah and Chama Medina. What's the minhag, Taka? The oilam that makes Abdullah and Chama Medina, they spill it over? What's the meaning of Chal? He says the Chal is no Indian. I don't know the Indian. I spoke to one Indian today. I never made a Chal on Chal Medina. That's
the
I never saw my father making a Chal. I don't know what he does. But, what? And then it spills over?
No, made some Motsu Pesach.
No, but it's Pesach, yeah. I'm saying there are people. I'm saying my meaning is I don't make a Chal Medina. But what's the meaning? It spills over in it. It does spill over? But the Gemara says Yai. It's much more else. The Gemara is Loshin Dafka. They're coming from that Gemara. Because? Let me ask you a question. Does it grow a beard also? All these hakidas. Let me get invited to the boy's side. Now, I have one shayla, not the guy's side, actually. Oh, maybe I'll try and get that. Now, I'm going to say, if the whole sugya, I want to get to the other topics over here about throwing food and what. But after the whole sugya, it comes out very schwer to stamp throw out leftover food. You know, you have a cholent, it's already showing chleis, mitvach. You have a cholent, right, let's say, then it's a month, you're not eating the cholent anymore, you have gefilte fish. You're not eating it, you know? It just shows you, Mardi Gazach, Vasagi, you see, gefilte fish, everyone over here had gefilte fish on Pesach. On Pesach, and we had a 3-day yontif this year. Right? And most people didn't start cooking up new gefilte fish. And after Pekin, you had the gefilte fish on Friday night, you had it on Shabbos, you had it on Sunday, right? And nobody here got the gefilte fish. It tasted as zoivibs, regular, right? Because it's a special kedushin in yontif food. It shows you that there's takin nace in our food. But nobody on a Sunday night would be eating that gefilte fish. Uh-huh. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. You see, right? It's mamish. It's a raya brura. Shabbos coin. It's a raya brura something. But it's a merit gazach. But anyways, on a Monday night, that gefilte fish, are you allowed to throw it in the garbage? Yeah, what do you say? Yeah, after hearing what we spoke about today, you're allowed to throw it in the garbage? Or not? Or it's a busy earth, but if I have to be careful with food and whatnot, it's still edible. The mini garden was nishtazay. They do throw it out. They throw out the cholent, they throw out the gefilte fish. I think with bread, everyone knows bread is different kapetas. People, even when they're not going to eat the bread, they don't throw out bread, they put it and they wrap it in a bag. And you know, you don't have to buy a special bag for the boys. If you have a potato chip bag that you just finished eating the chips, the English, they say, crisps. You say, you finish the crisps, so you can take the challah, you don't have to go and buy it, it's like on the deco, it's full of deco. You can take it, you put it in a bag. The point is, nisht the Hashem in the Zah. So by bread, everyone knows to be mach, because that's as an Indian of Anias. And I don't know, I wonder out loud what's the chat with Bizi Oichlin when it comes to other food. The mice is minigis nisht azeh. Minigis was? No, the Ashes word is, is it going to help us over here? It's going to be made, I need to throw out. So no, it's a Bizi Oichlin, maybe. I didn't know you guys were listening. Right? So Baltashkis, you can hear that Baltashkis, since it's going to be a great satircha, it's going to make a smell, it's going to be memayis a person, it does. So Kenzain in the Gidor from Baltashkis, this Kenzain is Nishkafel. But in the Gidor from Pizzi Oichlin, which is Merik Beta, so he says, maybe the Fiyabli Ashim. Maybe the Fiyabli Ashim, Kenzain. Now, one thing is Barer, but it's like, if you have a Shaila of Bidl B'Shishim, and you say, I want to be Bachmer. You remember now, it's not a one of Machmer, I want to throw it out. Something with this battle of Shishim, the Rav tells you it's kosher. If you say, I want to be Machmer, don't just be so quick, ask the Rav first, am I allowed to be Machmer? Or maybe I'm being Goyfar, Bizir, from Altashvitz, etc. So it's a ganze Shayla. Now, the Meister is a Zay. The guy is throwing food. So it's a Zay. Let me make a big kid say, this is a very big Indian over here, and I want to get to two major Shaylas. One Indian is, that's Sheikh Mefirish, the Allah, we all, that to throw food when it will be Nismayas, that's also any food. If you're going to throw food and it's going to be ruined and messed up, so then that's a problem. Okay, but if you throw food and it won't be Nismayas, you take an apple, they throw the apples and stuff, so you throw an apple, it's not going to be Nismayas. I guess they have to practice catching, but nice if you throw an apple and it won't be Nismayas, so then the Allah is its mutter. Your mutter, you're allowed to throw apple. Bread? You're not allowed to throw bread. Now, what's the chiddush? We can't be talking something poiskim that the bread is going to be nismayis. You're not allowed to throw any food if it's going to get ruined. So, vice versa, there's a bezunda zach. You can't throw bread even if it won't be nismayis. Okay? Let's go. There's two major shaylas over here that you have to get to. One shayla is the minig of the chsam soifah. So I looked again, like I said last night, in about four or five different svarim. They all bring down the one who was the most emphatic about was the Sarius Petruva. I think it was in Kuf Lamed Beis. The Sarius Petruva, the son of the Ksav Saifa, the Zin for the Ksav Saifa, And he writes over there that he saw the Ksav Saifa throw bread on Shabbos and Yom Tov. He saw him throw the challah. No? As I was saying, it's mutter. That's it. Now the only shaila is why. Now the Mishabura, in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Tzidkotin Peiches, he says, you're not allowed to throw the bread and svei mol in aveva. In this case, two times in aveva. Because ein zachis, because you can't shik bread. You're not allowed to throw bread. That's one problem. A tzayit problem, he says, is if you're throwing the piece when you made the moitzi on, so now you're throwing it's a bizri to the mitzvah. It becomes a rather that challah that they made the bracha on, that he's throwing, that's the prusa shal mitzvah, so it's a svei mol aveva. So now that's mamshapela on the chsam tzayit. So again, I mamshich with fear and trepidation. Whoever has this minig, I'm talking to him. Whoever doesn't have the minig, Mishabruah holds you not allowed to throw bread. That's the halacha. Now, what's taka the teretz of some cipher? So the most cool thing the teretz I saw was the Zayis Mitzvah. The Zayis Mitzvah explains that Enchanami is taka azagimode, azavada, some cipher, kakente gemar, the zicher, but he's said. I saw one cipher, he writes that Mamish Epella. Mamish Epella, you can imagine to write such a word. He writes, shtickle teretz, the chsam cipher is a kasha. And then he writes, Nelom me'ene chsam cipher divre atoisus. Nelom me'ene yachsam soifer divrei atoisvis. You know, it's a shtamit that he didn't see the toisvis, and because he didn't see the toisvis, we're then become a yashuk zayin. Nelom from the chsam soifer. The chsam ish was once walking with a yid in Tzvas. I heard it from the story from the yitzah. And the chsam ish turned to him. He was taking walks. At the end of his life, the chsam ish was very not well, so he had to take walks. And he said a lot of interest after that. So he turned to him, he said, listen, the chsam soifer with the toisvis was able to turn over the whole world. He turned to me and said to him, no. So why didn't he? There were a lot of things going on back then. So Chazan, he said to him, you don't do things like that. I can't explain it. But it's not Nelom me Einech Sam Seifer Divrei HaToisvis. We have a Kabbalah that the Sam Seifer, in the last week of his life, Chazan Kol HaToyra Kula. I don't understand what I just said, Rabbi Isaac. But at least they don't say it about me. That's what I'm saying. So Akapan, if you can't dance kid the mother, if you can't dance good the Shulchan Aruch. So he said like this, except this Eretz Betshuva, he writes over there, Shulchan is Doim HaMizbeach. And without the Shulchan is Doim HaMizbeach, so Basa Tak, Shulchan is Doim HaMizbeach kid. No, the Basa, does the Basa, does the flesh, Videh Murim, Videh Murim, so he said the Lechem, the Droi, does the Murim. I've been saying that Shikin the Murim. You have to throw them more. It's okay. It's an avodah. And when some cipher was throwing the bread, he was throwing the bread. It was mamish as a koyin that was throwing it. Okay, so that's why he brings it. What's going to be psakalocha? It does. Maybe it was only on Shabbos. In Yom Tov, they say, see, if you have the minig, git. If you don't have the minig, don't do it. Number two. Number three is as a pekalach. The Eilam Kentas, what's a pekalach doing? And he says, oh, I'm the pekalach. We have pekalach over here.
Yeah.
We have pekalach. Good. Now, what are in the pekalach over here? No? What are in the pekalach? Schnitzel, herring, what took me in the pekalach?
Sweets.
What?
Sweets.
Sweets and dust. Is it a wafer? Wafer, what's it called? The name
sometimes.
Help me out, Sam. What's it called?
Wafer.
Wafers?
Yeah.
Wafers. Good. Inside the pekalach is a wafer. So if I say, how you let it throw the pekalach? What? How's the baba kissing it? Yeah, you let it throw. So what are you going to say? Well, it's not going to get ruined. But the halacha is you can't throw bread. And all your emurim aren't going to help over here when they're melting the poor chusin bacher, yeah? It's not going to help over here. The poor chusin, he's about to get the...
Oh, he's packed.
What?
It's packed.
What's happening? The halacha is you're not allowed to throw bread. And you say, why are you not allowed to throw bread? The teretz is, it's nothing to do with if it's going to get nismayis. That's how we start. It has nothing to do with it's going to get ruined. That's what it says in the first of the place. You're not allowed to throw bread because you're not allowed to throw bread, even if it won't get ruined. Now, just to be sure, a bag of pitas, they sell them in bags over here. A bag of pitas, a bag of bread. You're allowed to throw a bag of bread? According to what everybody here just said, you're allowed to throw a bag of bread. Okay, so I took in a bag of bread just in case someone's going to come to me after and say, no, Yashav Nishkezen Azekel, you didn't see a bag before. I took in a bag of bread and a pita. I took in to Yashav, could you throw this? Because every morning by the Makoilet, Dor Epis, I'm not sure if Yassir and Faiz, if they hold of these halachas, but I see him every single morning throwing the bread. And the problem is not when he throws it. The problem is when Yenim takes it and he now throws it to the guy behind him. So he's allowed to throw this, and Yashav said it's awesome. It's awesome. So you can't throw bread in the bag. That means it's a tatish of the yashiv. That's the damage that came out in the first in the bite skin.
Dough is not baked.
Well, so dough isn't baked, the same thing is right. Skenzai does best. So you can't throw bread in the bag, right? Now we're stuck. So inside the bag, so what first hector will try is maybe pass up on the kisnin. Maybe if you have pasta babakisnin, so that's not bread. Maybe it's only bazum the bread. And be'emisich of gizem, the kitzer shonar and the pnei shloima, nicht in the kitzer. The same for pnei shloima, he taka and brothers and tafnun and beis, he taka says it. He says that you're allowed to throw pasta babakisnin, it's only bazum the by bread. The problem is that I didn't see it in any other sefer halacha. And the Chmei Baker, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Gluska, and the Poskim say Pasa Babakistin, so you can't throw bread and you can't throw Pasa Babakistin. So if inside these Pekalach there is herring, inside this Pekalach is Trine, inside the Pekalach is a little toy, good, because in the hate, Lazim Dolshikin, Gewaltik, I have no problem. But if inside there's a wafer and there's a rug, a little chayyah, there's a problem. So I'm going to tell you, you know, I tried to tell this to a group of children, and they sent me to England. So I don't know, I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you again, my chelik in Toyda. It's not very big, Rabbi Yisrael, okay, I'll tell you. I'll tell you the two terutzim that I thought of. One is that what's the whole Indian here of throwing bread? It's a bizayin. It's a bizayin. It shows like I'm not machshid, Rabbi Yisrael, and Sashpa, and it's chasadim and stuff. So, if I throw the bread together with a lot of other things, inside there, there's jelly beans and candies and fish and all the things that you people put in the bag. So the Kai Govna, it's not misyachis to the bread, so maybe a kamet's not getting mismoyis, number one, and number two, it's not bazunda misyachis to that shtickle bread, so then maybe it doesn't have that same chutzpah, it's not that same bizayin. It's called I'm throwing the pekala, I'm not throwing the bread, and it's not being mismoyis. Okay. That's a teretz, but it's, you know, in order to say such a teretz, I have to be having a much longer coat and a much longer beard, and I'm not holding there yet, Rabbi Yisrael. I think you need somebody much more chashuv to be saying your teretz. I think, I'll tell you a different teretz. But this teretz I take a chayis for. With a shorter jacket and a shorter beard, my plate is. I'm going to tell you a chiddush now. A big chiddush. What makes a ragalach and a babka and dust and kakashay, what makes these things bread? What makes them bread? Because if you eat enough of them, they turn into bread, right? If you have, everyone knows, if you have five ragalach, it's already shiloh. If you have eight ragalach, I don't know how big they are here, but if you have eight ragalach, so then you attack a big shiloh. At 15 ragalach, you have to change. At 30 ragalach, you have to say me'ilah. 50 ragalach, you have to go to a mikvah. Everyone knows. It's like, it comes a point, right? That's all by ragalach. What if you have, I'm going to tell you a meridic chiddush now, boys. What if you have wafers? I'm going to tell you a meridic chiddush. If you have 100,000 wafers, the daiti, I'm telling you a chiddush now. If you have 100,000 wafers, when you get out of the hospital, okay, you get out of the hospital, you make an alamichya and you don't bench. Why? Well, it says, I'm going to tell you the matias. My friends in the wafer making places, they showed me how they make the wafer. It's a bunch of, go look at a wafer. A wafer is a bunch of small, thin sheets, tiny, thin sheets of mezayins. You look at them, there's like 20 of them together. And what do? They pour a batter, which is a liquidy batter, which spreads very, very thin. Spreads very, very thin. Paper thin, mamish. If you look at your wafer, you'll see it's a bunch of sheets of wafer. The Mishabura says Mfurish, on those he calls them, it's a Merlin Zah, he calls them waffle techs. You can waffle in there, it's a spill, they call them waffles, that's what they call. So these waffle techs, Mishabura Sheetan, Simen Kuf Samaches, and Brigs Tats, and Rachel Shulchan also says, these thin things, they're so not Surisa than Hama, so then they can never be called pas. Now, by the way, what if I take 50 of them together and I trick you and I make you think it's a cookie? So now all of a sudden that's going to become pas about the nish. It's a bizarre, your wafer is not pas about the kisnin. So you know what your wafer is? You want to know the enough convenience of my side? In the middle of a meal, everyone knows there's a shaylin and meal about a ragalach. We'll speak about this tomorrow. In ragalach, you make mezainis in the middle of the meal, the minigal of zikr not to. But on a wafer, you have to make a mezainis in the middle of a meal. Because there's only a piece of chocolate. Right? The kechidish will feed this. Or meyashet pekalach. Meyashet pekalach will feed this. They don't put ragalach inside the pekalach. It's not the metzias. I don't know what that's a chenim. A bernard to sul, they put wafers inside the ragalach. Inside, because they hurt more. That's why they put them inside the pekalach. Does it? Us? A busy? Busy's not mezainis. Busy's just avada is okay. Bizli not pass. You can eat. If you eat 100,000 bizli, after you get out of the hospital, you make alamechia. Is that good? Let me get back to that. Two more things here. The bread bowl. What's going to be with this bread bowl? So, I tell you very bekitzer, we don't have time to go into all these things, I'm sorry. But the bread bowl, everyone knows the Matthias said they put out these bowls now, the chasen, and they put soup in it. So the shulchan the Masechet Sofer brings down. Ain oichel in oichel be oichel. You're not allowed to eat food with food. Now, to make a long story short, Shita Shmuel in the Gemara is that you are allowed to take eat oichel, you're allowed to use it as a spoon, You're allowed to use a piece of bread as a spoon, but there's lots of shittas here. And the ikra loch is azay. We hold that if you're using the bread as a spoon, and you're going to waste the spoon afterward, the spoon is going to be left on the side, then that's a problem. You're not allowed to use the bread as a spoon if it's going to be left on the side afterward and you're not going to go and use it. But if you're using the bread as a spoon and you're eating the actual spoon, that's what first it's allowed. Now the shita is some old that if you each and every bite, you have to take a bite also of the spoon. But that's what I gave it them. I want to make this clear. This bread bowl, so what's the mitzvah? I'm going to tell you the mitzvah that I see. What's the mitzvah? No? So they put it out there, they put the soup inside the bread bowl, they do this, why? Very, very fancy people. Oh, fancy. So eat that, eat the soup, eat the bread. Don't think I'm the business steinziger. Ich hab das nicht gesehen. Daheim ob der nicht gehabt das als achter sich. About Kaponim. So they have this bread, they have the bowl, they have the soup. So I'll tell you the mitzvahs. I think it's Emes Abar. In the restaurants, when you go to the restaurant, so then the people eat the bread. Because he's paying for it.
Yeah.
I'm paying Emes. I'm not telling you any less. No late on it yet. Because he's paying for it, so he eats it. Oh boy, does he eat it. And the waiter tries to come and take it, gets a fork. In the chasana, I saw by the chasana, not one person ate the bread bowl. Not one person ate the bread bowl. Because, yeah, I'm paying for it, so I might eat it. Why would I eat the bread bowl? We can have bread over there. Yes, the bread bowl. We need it. So, I think in a chasana, I think it's like this. If he comes to you and he says, do you want the bread bowl? You better decide if you're going to eat this bread. Otherwise, you're being revised the oyster. You're not allowed to go use the grill as a bowl of soup, and then it's going to be left over, and I don't know. Maybe you say you already did it. I don't know. But it's but he probably won't be putting in more soup. They probably could feed the amount of people.
They use it a few nights.
I don't know. What?
They use it a few nights.
He does know what I'm talking about. I don't know.
Washing up.
Now, but that's one thing. Yeah, brother. We see that a person, when it comes to even pirurim, which might not be in the Zayin Oizlan, but to step on pirurim is taki kosher anias. You see, you have to wrap up food. Thus, but mizetah, from them is taki arayah. No, one went off. So the shkinik, right? That's taka. Thus? Yeah, I don't know. We have to answer up to a higher authority. I don't know. They put these schnapps, they put schnapps in chocolate cups. Because everyone needs the chocolate too. I don't have a problem with that. But the bread is l'chayra b'zoyin. Look at the animals. Tainis that we spoke about. The Gemara Tainis that from the base. That the Gemara says that you're not allowed to feed animals people food. Right? Again, what I saw today was somebody who doesn't. He never learned that Gemara. But I don't know. But the Maisa, I try to be Malam Mitzvahs, not on him. On him, there's no Limud Eschus. He was feeding. The only Limud Eschus I have on him was it was the dog sandwich. That's the only thing that's supposed to happen. And talking to the dog afterwards, I didn't have a bite of the sandwich. This guy's the only thing that's supposed to happen. I don't know, basically. It didn't look like that, but let's leave it. But that was the one head. If I love it's goldfish, the price can say it's all animals, birds, goldfish, ducks, anyone you want, right? It's all a problem. So the price can give commentator. One head that I saw was, the Maaseh Shekel. He says if there's no other food, so what, the poor animal, he has to die. There's no other food you're allowed to give him. It's not boyit, you're doing it because Racham Avot told myself. Okay. The second heter I saw is in the Paris Yosef Bank of the Ged Eben Parchis Chayisora. It brings down that if the food is going to go into the garbage, it's just going to be wasted anyways. So then, the Kai Gavna, that doesn't look like boyit, b'toivosef shalkash bro. And this is kind of the minig of the people that have pets. They have some food left over on the plate. So that food, you can go and you can give it to the animal, you can give it to the dog, b'chule, b'chule. Right? I don't know, maybe he held every bite from him with Shibayim later. But Vinishri, that's the Tuatayim. What's an Afkamina? Afkamina is a lot of times a person, he goes to a park, he goes to a pond, and he wants to bring bread. Okay? So if you're going to bring bread from the loaf of bread, there's no water. If you're going to bring bread from the loaf of bread, it's not mutter. If it's regular bread, that's edible bread, and everyone's going to eat it, it's not mutter. If you have the leftover bread that you had at the end of the meal, nobody's eating that bread anymore, so for Shetzach, that's taka, the best thing you can do with this bread, that's my version of part of Jason. No, you have these signs that say, don't feed the animals in the zoo. I could be supposed to listen to those signs. You're not supposed to feed the animals in the zoo. But certainly, you have this other problem now. They're trying to teach you the halacha, Boisai. Don't feed the animals in the zoo, because they know you're not just giving him the leftovers. That's a problem. That's a chayim. The Gabi, the Sugi of Ein Mavirim, sorry, I just have to finish up here. The Gabi, the Sugi of Ein Mavirim, so Very interesting Zach. It's not brought the sugya in Mavir, but yet the Chayte Yingle knows that you're not Mavir Oichel on the Shuk. Every child knows this. You don't leave food on the floor. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's not brought in the Rambam. You don't bring it. Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham. Once Mogen Avraham brings it, everyone brings it. In fact, the going with Moshe is the Chayte Levracha. Going now God. And Moshe. He says, why is the Mogen Avraham bringing it? If the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it, and the Rambam didn't bring it, so why are you bringing it? So I'll tell you what happened over here. So for Moshe. Yeah, because the Rashi holds, what does it mean, ein mavir na oichel? It means, don't walk by the oichel, pick it up. And every chayde child knows what I'm talking about. The Rebbe said, like it's Rashi, Rambam. Rashi and Taisus hold, and Taisus and Erevin, when you walk past the oichel, pick up the oichel, and doesn't say bread, Rabbi Yisak, any oichel. When you walk past the food, pick up the food, because someone's going to throw it on it, pick up the food and put it to the side that no one should step on it. That's what the Mogen Avraham brings. The Rambam doesn't go like that. Shitas Rambam is don't step on the food. Don't go in Doris Ein Mavirin means don't step on the food. That's Shitas Rambam. Sakta going with Moshe, that's why Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. He told you you can't throw bread. He told you you have to be careful with bread. He told you this, that. Shkoyach, so of course I know already that I can't step on the bread. So that's why Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it. So that's what Moshe says. So why is the Mogen Avraham bringing it? Abaman Nasir. The Mogen Avraham, the Mishtabura, the Kitz, the Chayotam, the Graz, Paz, everyone. They all bring this Lalocha L'maisa, that if you walk past bread, not bread, food. If you walk past food, you have to pick it up. No, Abayi said, we have enough problems with the Avedis. Everyone calling, I have to pick up this Avedis, this Avedis. That's it. Right after the Shir, we're going to spend out. The Olam over here, the Golden Screen. Right? The Olam over here, the Gates are ended. The Olam of the Gates, you're going to have to walk through the streets and you find anything on the floor, you're going to have to pick it up and move it to the side. Very, very schwer. So, I asked this Shaila to have Yitzhak Zilberstein to sein gesund. He told me, he asked this Shaila when he was walking in the street with his great Shver, the Melech Shel Kol Beis Yisrael of Liash. And there he was, walking in the street, and he saw on the street a Ragalach Epis. He saw on the street Epis or something. So he went to his great Shver, he said to him, no, Chmuz doesn't have to pick it up. So Liash said, nein. It's a Gemara in Eirudin, it's a Gemara in Bar Metzia, you have the Chayi Yingle. And he told me that he went over, there was a Chayi Yingle over there, and he said to him, you have to pick up the food. So the kid said, well, the Fi Rashi, Rishon Mekitzer, so you have to pack it, well, you have to pick it up. The Fi Rambam, you just don't walk on it. So the Rashi said no. Says it was only in their time that the food that was on the floor, the same kind of machshava, that the food that's on the floor, they would eat. Because it was alamin, it was still considered food. But by us, that when we see food on the floor, Tzibachal no havamin in the world, that he's going to pick it up, he's going to eat it, he's going to this, right? So it's like, he doesn't have to do anything. The ganz din ein mavirin an oichel is an oichel that's going to be oimid lachila. But an oichel that's on the floor, it's not oimid lachila, he doesn't have to pick up. I sent the shayla to Chaim Kanievsky, he told me, you don't have to pick it up, but you should kick it to the side. You shouldn't have to pick up your, because he learns that the Iker problem is that you're responsible that people shouldn't walk on it. So you should kick it to the side. If it's on the side, you're not going to kick it back to the middle. You should kick it to the side. So Akoponin, Sai V, you know, that's not so hard already. To kick food to the side is Nishka Verlich. To have to go and pick it up, that's the Shanky Verlich.
Kicking's not a
Bazaar. That's the Chiddush Taka. Kicking to the side is not a Bazaar. The Iker problem is the Drisa. That's, I have one more thing I want to show you with the Olam. It's very interesting. Shulchan Aruch says, excuse me, the Gemara says in Pesachim, in Kuf Yud Aleph from a base, that if you toilet bread, it's a Tliya, the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Taloi bebeis akashal and yusiv, tala silsa tala mezayim. Veloi amin al rifta. If you take bread and you hang up bread, it's kashal and yus. So I had two shayas. But when do we hang bread? I'll tell you when you hang bread. You see a lot of times by the minyan, I don't know over here, but by the minyan on Friday morning zikr. By Friday morning zikr, you see the guy, he wants to make sure he gets that challah from the place, he buys from this place, from that place, he wants to take the challah. So he has the challah, and maybe the rogalach too. Maybe you could say here, Pastor Bobby Kissing the later. If you take the challah and you hang it up on a hang, on a hook, okay? Says over here, it very sure is that, kashal and yusa. That's one case. I don't know, it's kashal and yusa. And then I saw another, in the kindergartens, the kids come with their lunch bags inside their bag, and the mora takes it, the kindergarten teacher, she takes it, and she hangs it up. It's hanging bread. That's pretty fair, no? That's why all the kids have no money, no? It's kashal and yusa. I'm going to read you a davar noga. You think this is, okay, doesn't come on. This is a chiddush. That's a chiddush. So I'm going to read you a tover noyer. So you know, no one will ever say he doesn't read a tover noyer in the sefer or the tzion. Ha'avreichim shemitzdarim b'tchak parnasasam. Why do you delight not of money? Now, some people would throw out baldeavit nisht. No, you see, the married the kemun if I said that's not the reason. If the bashef felt like adult, that they would have. He says because the einon is harim b'gemar mefurashes pselchem kuf yud aleph omer beis hatoyle pitoy ba'aver b'toych sal achad moiru. That man is married to say this. Fella. A fella gedoyle. I've been seeing Abishayel. The great Scottish Rebbe that he was. I don't know. I'll leave the island with that shayla. The last shayla I'll leave you with is you're allowed to bring food into the bathroom, into the restroom. You're allowed to bring it into the bathroom. What do you say? So everyone knows again on this. Everybody becomes very emphatic. Yes, no, zikr asr, zikr mutter, does. So I say it's mefurish in the berhetiv that it's mutter. Berhetiv state mefurish and simin, I think, gimel over there. Mefurish it's mutter. Because berhetiv says don't eat in the base akisa. Don't eat in the base akisa. Before you eat, you have to bring it into the base akisa. So what's mefurish in the base in the sefer berhetiv? So can I line up? But you could bring food into the base akisa. But the sheikh just can't eat the food in the base akisa. What?
Eat outside. You start eating.
You're starting from the outside and coming in. It's much more. I don't know. So I sent the shalat to Chaim to be asking. No, because I knew what would happen, especially over here. I know, because the minhag is not to. But just remember, Abayi said, if you have this minhag not to bring food into the beis hakisei, so now kamina is if you have medicines that have a good taste, and you make a bracha on medicines that have a good taste, a lot of bais can help like that, so then you can't leave them in the bathroom. Right? That's where you store the medicines. Just keep that in mind. You need callus for Abayi Sai. It's in the basic kisei. It could be, it can sign that's kaka teretz. Maybe if it's behind the mechitza, but anything when you're going to open it up. Well, yeah, but when you're going to open it up.
But only it's.
Yeah, but the box gets lost after the first or second usage. I know the truth.
But
so the Chaim said like this.
Only if it's sweet.
Haim efsher lahachnis oichel the base akisei bekis betoy kis. Tshuva. Etzim ha'ister ein loy mekor neman. That's a misa as no mekor. Nizer, gam nizer. Whoever wants to be nizer is nizer even in that, the kis betal kis. If you're nizer, you're nizer even in that. If you're not nizer, it doesn't have a mekor anyways that you have to be nizer in. So the last shal sent to Chaim Kanievsky is can a lady nurse inside the restroom? Which is a very common case. You can't find the mokum tzedua to nurse. Yeah, so, and that's much worse. Because there's an actual achila. An achila zichra problem. That's a problem of ruach rot, the basic kisa. So I always thought maybe our beis hakisei aren't the beis hakisei. Everyone knows the whole shaila is that. Chaim Kanievsky, he said back. Hey, mutter leisha lahanikas benav beis hakisei tshuva midina ein iser. Shtam. Ach lichatchila toiv shle lahanik sham kevin sheyesh oimim sheyesh sham ruach ra ala oichel. Because some say it's not taka ruach ra. Aval b'shas etzchak if lahater she'ein lezer mekor. Because there's no makor, there was zeicha zayin the ganze oilam to the brachas that that attack was mechabit the oichol mechabit the food would be zeicha to all the schoolers that a person is zeicha to these.
Bye. Thank you.